when I was younger, before the pilots, I worked on that ocean-going tug, and we went towed up and down the Atlantic coast. So I was young and single, and the sun was shining, and I was getting paid to go to Fort Lauderdale in February. So that was the longest trips I made, was up and down the coast. So sometimes we'd be gone, 10 days from one port to another, or a week or so, and it was just one American port to another. It wasn't transatlantic or around the Cape Horn or something. So even though I like to travel and have been many places in the world, to go on a ship day after day after day, that could get a little boring, I think. You know, okay, the ocean's nice. I love to watch the sea. I spent my life on it. But to go on those big ships like your father was on, it's the same old thing, isn't it? I don't know. But on the tugboat, it was, you know, changing, and it was a much smaller operation, but it was out the ocean, of course. But so I never really wanted to sail, go to sea on those big ships. I liked the smaller ones. And it wasn't about being away from home. I was away from home on the tugboat, but it was only, you know, 3 weeks at a time, month at a time on the tug, something like that. But
so you felt like, so when you started being a pilot, did you have a family?
Yes.
Then?
Yeah.
So it was sort of more suitable in some ways?
Well, yeah, I was, as a pilot, I would hardly be gone more than overnight. And sometimes I'd leave early in the morning and be back at time for dinner. Depended on everything. Every day was different. Sometimes if I left on a ship at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'd be out on the pilot boat by 6 at night. I'd probably be having dinner on the pilot boat. And I might be inbound on a ship at 4 the next morning and be home for lunch. So it was always a different thing. So, but I did have a family when I was a pilot, yeah. So
When did you retire?
2010, December of 2010.
And what was that decision like for you?
I knew I had to retire eventually, and I used to, just something in the back of my mind as I went through my career. I didn't have a particular date or an age, you know, just do it whenever. And then a couple years before I retired, a year or so before, I had knee surgery, knee replacement surgery, which is wonderful. If you have arthritis in your knee, get it. Anyhow, so I got my new knee. And I was off for a while with that because there's a lot of rehab. And when I'm working, I'm climbing up the side of a ship on a rope ladder. Now, it looks kind of daunting, but we're just guys who had a great job. And it's just, we know when to jump and whatnot. And we all learned it. And none of us were athletes or acrobats. But it's whatever. But you have to be 100% when you grab the rope and hold it, you know, whatever. So I thought, you know, I've been doing this long enough. I'm old enough to retire. Why not? So I did. So I said, yeah, I think this is good. And I was in love with Maine anyway, and I had bought that property in Tenants Harbor in 06. So I was having a house built, and, you know, I wanted to spend more and more time watching my house being built. I never saw that before. I lived in houses, but they were all built when I got there. So so that was part of it. Yeah, okay, it's time. Uh-huh. I was on over 5,000 ships, you know. Would another couple hundred make a difference? No. Uh-huh. So it was great. I've been very lucky in many respects. I live in Maine. It's wonderful. I'm a kid from Brooklyn.